Chapter 10 The Parade.
"Smile," said Grandfather Alden.
He held up his camera and took a picture of Henry, Jesse, Violet, Benny, Sue Lee, and Watch sitting in the open door of their boxcar. The children wore blue work shirts under their overalls. They were wearing engineers' caps and had red bandanas tied around their necks. Watch had a red bandana tied around his neck, too. The boxcar had come safely home, and so, early on the morning of the Founders' Day parade, Grandfather had hitched it to his big old truck and pulled it slowly into town. The parade would go right down Main Street where the old railroad track had once run. Everyone was getting in line to start the parade. People were gathering all along Main Street, shouting and cheering. Grandfather snapped another picture. Just then, Violet saw Sam. He was leading Susie down the street.
"Look,"
she said. "I can't believe we ever suspected Sam of taking our boxcar," said Jesse in a low voice.
"Me either," said Henry. "I feel kind of bad that I did."
"Sam and Susie!"
shouted Benny.
"Hello there,"
Sam called, leading Susie up to them.
"But where's your wagon?"
asked Violet.
"Oh, it's going to be a beautiful new wagon when I finish putting it back together. I wanted it to be a surprise entry in the parade today. Then I found out I had to order new wheels."
Sam shook his head, but he was smiling.
"But since I'd already polished Susie's harness, I put her in it and we came to the parade anyway."
Another voice spoke.
"So, this is the famous boxcar. I heard all about what happened. Mr. Jennings is a friend of mine."
"Senator Teacher," said Henry. "Are you going to be in the parade, too?"
"Hello, Aldens," said the senator.
"Yes, I'm going to be in the parade."
She turned to Grandfather Alden and shook hands with him. "How do you do?" said Senator Teacher.
"I hope you will vote for me."
"I will,"
said Benny.
"Then I will, too,"
said Grandfather Alden, his eyes twinkling. The senator smiled and turned toward Sam.
"I'm Senator Teacher," she said, "and I hope you will vote for me."
"I always have," said Sam.
"Sam's going to be in the parade, too. He has a new wagon that he built, but it's not ready yet. It will be just like his old one that crashed. It's like the caboose on a train," said Jesse. "He can even sleep in it if he wants."
"You can fix things like that?"
asked the senator.
Sure, said Sam.
"I need some help with a truck I'm working on for my whistle stop campaign," said the senator. "Maybe you could look at the truck after the parade and see if you would be interested in a job fixing that up."
"I'd be glad to," said Sam, looking pleased.
"Great," said the senator. She waved goodbye to the Aldens and went away to shake more hands. Violet said,
"I have an idea. Maybe Susie could pull our boxcar in the parade. If it's okay with you," she said to Sam.
To Grandfather, she said,
"If you don't mind."
"Susie and I would like that,"
said Sam, stroking Susie's nose.
"I could walk alongside her and lead her." "I think it's a wonderful idea," said Grandfather. "Then I can watch the parade and take lots of pictures."
So Grandfather unhitched the old truck and parked it. Then Sam hitched Susie to the boxcar, and the parade began. Grandfather hurried to find a place on the sidewalk to watch the parade. Sam walked beside Susie, holding on to her halter and leading the way. It was a wonderful parade. It was full of people in historic costumes and beautiful floats. There was even a marching band. But nothing in the whole parade was as successful as the boxcar with Susie and Sam leading the way. Henry and Jesse and Violet and Benny and Sue Lee waved, and Watch barked and wagged his tail. As they all went by, people cheered loudest of all. Benny got so excited that he stood up and waved both arms over his head.
It looks like you're signaling for a train to stop, said Jesse. Violet and Sue Lee laughed.
Henry grabbed Benny and pulled him back.
You better sit down, said Henry, before you fall out and make the whole parade stop.
Benny sat down again, but he kept waving happily at the crowd.
Oh,
said Benny.
I love a parade.
We hope you've enjoyed The Mystery of the Stolen Boxcar, an Oasis audio production, directed and engineered by Adam Hassel. Text copyright 1995 by Albert Whitman & Company. Production copyright 2014 by Oasis Audio, under arrangement with Albert Whitman & Company. Oasis audio titles are available wherever audiobooks are sold, and on our website, oasisaudio.com.